ओम शांति। और वेलकम मुरली 7th जनवरी 1980। The activities of the subtle region continue to function on the basis of the power of pure thoughts. It is remembered that Brahma had the thought to create the world. So he had a thought and everything emerged. It's a game of merging and emerging. It appears as though everything functions on the basis of signals. But in fact, everything in the angelic world functions through the power of the mind, the power of thought. When Bab Dada switches on the power of thought, everything emerges. Through the wireless, you are able to hear from far away all the news of the world that continues to happen. Whereas here, by remaining voiceless, you are able to keep a connection with all three worlds. The yoga of your intellect should be completely refined. In order for your thoughts to reach the subtle region, your power of remembrance has to be very deep and refined with the essence of all relationships. The wire has to be so powerful that Maya cannot cause interference in between. Object Murli, 7th January 1980. Baba is saying, the activities, karuvar, of the subtle region, how it happens? It happens on the basis of power of pure thoughts. And it's a game of merging and emerging. Everything what is happening, whatever is happening in the subtle world, is happening on the basis of power of thought. When Bab Dada switches on the power of thought, everything emerges. Here in this world, we have wireless connections, and that's why we are able to hear the news of the world from faraway land. And here, by remaining voiceless, you are able to keep a connection with all the three worlds. The yoga of your intellect should be completely refined. In order for your thoughts to reach the subtle region, your power of remembrance has to be very deep and very much refined with the essence of all relationships. The wire has to be so powerful that Maya cannot interfere in between. So Baba is talking about the activities of the subtle world. Everything happens there on the basis of power of thought. And our remembrance has to become very much refined. The more refined it is, we can experience all the relationships very much clearly, very much deeply. In some of the previous classes, we had discussed about 7 different realms of subtle world. After this Murli, I thought of little modification after the recent Avyakta Murli of 24th. We can make one point in that Baba is putting a garland round my neck. The first drill is we reach subtle world. Bab Dada is in front of me and I am receiving rays of purity from his eyes. That is first. I am in front of him and rays of purity are coming and merging in my soul, merging in me. Second, rays of all the powers are coming from his forehead and entering me. Baba has entered your heart to have this experience. Baba has entered into my heart. The advent of God into one's heart. He has entered into my heart with his rays as if he is coming. So that is second drill. All the powers are coming upon me. Third, he has kept his hand of blessing on my head. He has kept his hand of blessing on my head, and from that hand, visualize, see, envisage that all the powers, all the knowledge, all the purity is coming down upon me. That is third. Fourth is to experience all relationships with him. Fourth is to experience all relationships with him. In Sunday's Murli, Baba said, you should have experience of all relationships, you should have happiness of all relationships, and you should put to task all the relationships. So experience of all of these three things. He says, pure essence. Your remembrance should be pure essence of all relationships. So to experience all the relationships with Him, with only one, that's an experiment of yoga. I'm in front of Him and I am having all relationships with Him. He is husband of husbands. He is Lord of lords. Mahadev, He is known as in Bhakti Marg. Gods of God, God of gods. He is one beloved. He is the Supreme Father. He is the Supreme Entertainer. It's He who massages you, both mentally as well as physically. You don't require any limited entertainment when He is providing you such unlimited entertainment. So, to experience all relationships. Fifth, He is applying tilak on my forehead. May you be a victorious soul. May you be angel. Be an angel like Father. May you be free from all obstacles. May you be an embodiment of success. Take all the four blessings from Him as in the form of that tilak. May you be Mayajit. May you be the conqueror of the Maya. May you be Prakritijit. Whatever we want, we can take that blessing from Him. That is fifth. And sixth, He is garlanding me. We discussed about 16 different types of garlands. So, see Him. Visualize Him. He is putting garland around my neck. In this Avyakta Murli, Baba has talked about 3 parts of the body. One is face, second is neck, and third is shoulder. What did He say about shoulder? Shoulder is shining. What did He say about neck? Neck is so beautiful with this garland. What did He say about the face? Completely red. Completely red. And there is a sparkle of happiness on your face. 2 things about face. So He talked about face. He talked about neck. He talked about shoulders. Your shoulders are shining. He loves shoulders much. Too much. Always He says that. Signal that you are agreeing by just as you nod your face, you can move up and down your shoulder. That's a sign of happiness. So, shoulder, neck and face. So, He is garlanding with me with all the 16 different types of garland. See yourself as a detached observer. The way to increase this garland is to see it, is to observe it, to watch it, to visualize it. The more you see, the more the garlands increase. Baba, though, is happy to see even the thin garlands. But we should not have thin garlands. Our garland should be thick. We should not have small garland. Our garland should be big. We should not have less garlands. We should have more garlands. We should be more decorated. He likes the decoration of the garland. So see that He is coming in front of me. And He is putting the garland of jewels of knowledge. He is putting the garland of divine virtues. He is putting the garland of powers. All the powers. So with this garland of all the powers, nothing can defeat me throughout the day. When this garland is around your neck, Maya will get defeated. When this garland is around your neck, this necklace, Maya will run away. So to ward off Maya, to chase away Maya, this garland of all power, garland of blessing. Here in English we'll have to add one more garland, because in Hindi there are 2 words, dua and vardhan. Both in English have only one word, blessing. So you will have to create one more garland here to make it 16. Otherwise your garland would be of 15 points. 15 beads. Even if bead is missing, you should take from here. Even if garland is not there, you should take the garland from here. So fourth is blessing. Garland of all blessings. Garland of contentment. When He has put the garland of contentment round my neck, what power is there on this earth to make me unsatisfied, dissatisfied? He is putting the garland round my neck, the garland of contentment, of satisfaction. The garland which he has put, how can anybody snatch away? Is it not insulting him? If we allow somebody to snatch away our garland, if somebody has gifted us something, Baba said this garland is a gift, this garland is a picture. If somebody has given us some gift, and somebody just takes away from us, some other person, and that person gets to know this, he will not be very much happy. You are not careful. Next time he will not give. If suppose he has given some fragile item, some very much delicate thing, some glass thing, and we are not careful about it, and it falls down, and it breaks to pieces, and he gets to know about it, he will say next time, he will rethink before giving. Because he only says that, he has taught us that before you give, you should see the patra, how it is. Otherwise he won't give us next time. So the garland of contentment, the garland of supersensuous bliss he has given us. If he has given us this gift, are we happy with this worldly price of pleasure, sensual happiness? Will that make our hearts happy? Never. He has given us nectar to drink, this supreme wine of divine love. Will we be happy with this molasses, yogurts and curds? He is giving us pure ghee. And you are resorting to that original dalda? Yeah? Original. So, he is giving us nectar. He is giving us something very supreme. Sunday's Murli, shower of alaukik love. Param prem and alaukik sneha. He is showering us with this supreme divine love, supernatural love. This is not worldly love, this is not mundane affair. Everything is supreme here. So he is showering us, he is pouring upon us. Pouring, showering and pouring. Because it is unlimited. So, the garland of supersensual bliss, the garland of happiness. What power is there on this earth that can make me unhappy? If it is making me unhappy, in fact, I am insulting this garland of happiness. So think twice before becoming unhappy next time. You are insulting the one who is garlanding you, the one who is embellishing you, one who is decorating you. So, this garland of supersensual bliss, garland of happiness, garland of victory. He has put this garland of victory, this Jayamala, this Vijayamala, this Vaijantimala. And later on in the path of bhakti, in the path of devotion, this will turn into a memorial. Yadgar. So, this garland of victory. Tilak of victory and garland of victory. Everything they do on the path of devotion is coming from here. So he is putting around my neck garland of victory. Even before going to the battle, he has made the prophecy that you are victorious. Suppose one goes to a very great astrologer and he tells me before I am giving some exam, he tells me that yes, you are going to pass with flying colors. I will be assured, because whatever prophecies he has made till now, all have come true. So that is why if I go for some interview, for some job, or anything for that matter, and he tells me that yes, so I believe him. He is the supreme astrologer, Bhrigu Rishi. We are Raj Rishi and he is Bhrigu Rishi. He is predicting, he is prophesizing, he is foretelling that you are victorious. No matter how strong Maya is, keep this garland around your neck. But if this garland is around your neck, then only you will be victorious. But if you keep on moving up and down, then don't tell me. Then you will get defeated. Your fight is with Maya, but I am with you. And where I am there, you will be victorious. This garland of victory. Garland of elevated karmas, elevated actions, charitable actions. Garland of all specialities. I am giving you all the speciality. Who is the authority? Who is garlanding me with these specialities? It's not human being. It's not worldly person. It's He, the Supreme, the Ultimate, the One who is unachieved, for one for whom the whole world is saying Neti, Neti, and they don't know Him. Sunday is Murli. They say that we are children of God, but they do not live in that consciousness, nor they have any knowledge about Him. They do not live in that consciousness, that smriti, nor they have any jnana about Him. They just keep on repeating. But here, you are merged in His love. Here, you are merged in His love. So, this garland of all speciality, garland of perfection, garland of completeness, garland of near Him, to be near Him. Garland of victory is same as success. Closeness, proximity, this intimacy. To be as He is, this is the last garland. So, in the subtle world, this is the sixth type of drill which you have to do, that He is garlanding me. After every garland, you can see your garland, how beautifully it is decorated, how I am looking completely red. How I am looking so beautiful, so wondrous, so awesome. And last drill, seventh. Talking with Him, narrating Him everything what is you are going to do the whole day. This is the thing I am going to do. This is the thing that is going to happen today. And as if we are giving our chart to Him, as if we are talking with Him, and we are telling Him, this is my plan for the day. What do you think? Do you have any correction? Do you have any, you want to add something or subtract something? Do you think what I am going to do today is right? So these are the seven types of drills you have to do in subtle world. First, to go in front of Him and see that from His eyes, rays of purity are coming. Supreme purity, ultimate purity. Second, from His forehead, all powers are coming. Sometimes you can work only on this. Just imagine what powers are coming. Power to withdraw, power to tolerate, power to face, power to discriminate. Everything. Power to cooperate, power to judge. Everything. All powers are coming from Him. Power to pack up. All these powers are coming unto me and now I have become powerful. With these powers, I can do wonders. Now I am powerful soul. I master almighty authority. Because He has transfused me with such immense power. So that is one. Next, all relationships with Him. He is the one I am having all my relationships with. I don't need any worldly support. I don't need any worldly help. He is the one who is giving me His all the help, all the respect, all the attention, all the love, all the care, all the power, all the praise, all the support, everything. everything from him. To have this deep realization and deep feeling will make us more and more intimate. And then he is garlanding me. See that he is putting one garland after another. And I am experiencing it. And I have to preserve. And this tilak also. He is applying a tilak. Whatever tilak you want, you can take from him. Whatever sanskar you are struggling with, you can take from him. As a blessing. He is applying tilak. May you be this, may you be this, may you be this. And it is coming from him. So now, translation into practice would become easy. So this is, and last, talking with him. Ruhriyan. Talking with God. Sharing with him. Talking with him. Narrating him. Telling everything to him about your life. This is what is happening. Do you want to make any corrections? This is what I am thinking. Is there any flaw? This is what I am. Is there any imperfection? Tell me. Any flaw, any imperfection, any failing, anything, any defect, anything wrong, anywhere I am going away from Srimad, anywhere in life, am I digressing? Am I diverting from my ultimate goal? Am I lost in subways and alleys? Am I deviating from the highway? Ask yourself and talk with him. Talk with him and ask yourself. What is Srimat and what is Manmat and what is Paramat? Just, you should be able to separate, you should be able to segregate, you should be able to discriminate. And then, so this is the drill of the subtle world, which we have to do every day. He can put a crown on your head. That is also very good. He can put a crown on your head, crown of victory, crown of responsibility, crown of, he is giving you, while putting the crown, he is telling, now with this crown of purity, nothing can defile you, nothing can soil you. Such immaculate purity. So, do all of this. Option.